Because we didn't even do the thing. Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're doing something else. This is Heavy 5. This is a remastered game. So, it's gonna be... It's an older one, but they've worked on it. They made things look a little better. I guess it's got a really good story, and I keep calling it Heavy Fire. I actually kind of chucked... I made a joke with the dev, because I said, man, when you look at the title here and you see them firing guns, I keep thinking, oh, it's Heavy Fire. No, it's Heavy 5. But the dev's pretty cool. So he's been working on this game. He's worked on a bunch of other ones. But Heavy 5 takes place in space. We haven't had any of these in space yet. So, oh, yeah, and there's way more space ones. It's like stranded in space. I mean, we'll do more stuff like that if the sci-fi stuff is good. But you guys let me know what you think, and we're going to go into it. Hello, and welcome to a remastered version of the first chapter of my game, Heavy 5, a science fiction-based adventure novel with adult themes. Have you played the earlier version of Heavy 5, or is this your first time playing? This is my first time. In that case, thank you for giving my little game a try. Now, I do need two more things from you before you can play, and once we've taken care of these, you'll have the option of jumping straight in or having me explain a little bit about how the game works.
$1 million.
This is a game about choices. Your choices, and that includes what your character looks like and their name. Oh. To start with, let me pass you over to Jane, who will help you choose what your character looks like. Hi. Simple, really. In a moment, I'll show you a row of mannequins. Just click on the one that best represents how you want your character to look in the game. Alright. Well, you have white woman, black woman, white man, black man. We're gonna go with black man, of course.
Well, you know, if they're black, the police are more likely.
we'll go with this gentleman here. You chose white male. Is that who you want to play as?
I think even black males pay black males. They thought, oh man, let's get a taste of the good life.
Good choice, right?
Here,
back.
We're gonna fight. No, we're not gonna fight. We're gonna follow the law. See where this takes us. No.
You started to sound like Dave Chappelle.
I'm playing.
Good choice. Right back to Becca then. Have fun. Welcome back. I would like to know what your character's first and last names are, please. So your first name, please. Okay, your last name. Oh, what? So your name is Grimlord, did I get that right? Yes. Righties, onwards. So now you can choose to jump in and start playing or have a quick tutorial. Let's do the tutorial real fast. Right then, a quick tutorial it is. Premise of this game is that you, Grim, are a lieutenant in the ground engineering branch based upon the starship Intrepid. Okay. The Intrepid is a deep space colony supply vessel that runs between the colonies and the science outpost, charged with topping up supplies. Yeah. Topping up supplies, providing medical and scientific help, and rotating staff, and is due to resupply a science station on the planet Ophion.
I like scientific hoes, too.
Early this morning, you got orders to join the resupply mission as a last-minute replacement for one of your colleagues. Should be a nice and straightforward mission, I'm sure. Now, what happens to you and the characters in this game will depend upon the choices and decisions that you make as you play. And the game has been written in a way that there are multiple outcomes for both you and fellow characters. Wow. The biggest decision you'll have to face as the game unfolds is what type of person is your character. Will you be the hero of the story, or will you be the villain? Perhaps even a little bit of both. Holy crap, we can make bad decisions. We can do horrible shit in this game, folks. That's up to you, of course. So let me show you some of the things you'll need to know. Firstly, there are three types of screens that you will see when playing the game, which for convenience we'll call the MC screen, the map screen, and the room screen. The MC screen looks like this. You'll see what your character can see, and it's where you can use various in-game tools and make choices. The map screen will come up when you have a choice of locations to move to. Oh, okay, it's this kind of game. It will show an overview of your current area and the places you can move. For example, the interior of the Cruiser Vanguard with its locations. You'll just click on one to move to it. You'll also have noticed that if we know characters are present in a location, they show up on the map. Yeah, I've played games like this. But not this kind of game. Like, not in Renpy. The room screen is when you arrive at a location and there's something to search for or examine. Wow, this is kind of deep. This location is searchable. A room screen will be identified by a little message announcement like this. You will then be able to click around the room but to search for things, and when finished, just click on the return icon in the corner. Whilst we're at the PC, I'd also like to show you a little trick in respect to saving your game. By clicking the page header at the top, you can edit and rename it. We know that. Finally, there's your PDA. Not that. This little chap will live in the top corner of your screen. It's a... In character, it's a military-issued tool which no doubt allows for all sorts of communications, etc. However, as far as you're connected as a player, it allows you access to a host of both in-game and out-of-game functions. Out-of-game functions? The actual one your character uses is much smaller, of course, but this large toy version allows me to show you its functions. Besides, there's nothing really wrong with a girl having a big toy now, is there?
Oh, I got it.
The majority of the PDA functions should be self-explanatory, but a quick summary of what they do looks like this. Just click once you finish having a look. Shows information on characters, information, messaging system, playing a bonus games in the PDA. Opens up the game clue and hint system, turns the PDA off, turns the main game, save, load. Oh, we have it all built in. And narrative box shader controls. Oh, we have an opacity slider. Holy moly, finally. Some of these features will only be available if something has happened to the message system, for example, and some will only be available depending on player unlocks the games, for instance. I wonder if H works here. It does. So we'll just put the opacity slider all the way up. One of the most useful features is a character information page on the PDA is it shows you what the other characters think and feel about yours. Really? One last thing, and this is up to you, of course, but I'd advise against bashing the space bar to skip dialogue. I know it's tempting at times, but in Heavy Fire, dialogue is important. Sorry, Dev. Dialogue is important, and skipping it will risk missing how to access scenes and information. Well, now that that's out of the way, I do hope you enjoy playing my game. And without further waffle from me, let's put your character in the hangar bay of the Intrepid. Oh, and be careful out there. Oof. Chapter 1, The Journey. Earth. Ophion Station, this is DSV Intrepid. Acknowledge, over. I say again, Ophion Station, this is DSV Intrepid. Please acknowledge, over. Ophion Station, please transmit at frequency 145.8. Acknowledge, over. Sir, I'm still getting no response from Ophion Station. Mission information has been updated. So, Hangar Bay 7. An hour ago, I hadn't a care in the world, and then I get orders to replace Harris, who gets herself injured just before flight. Okay, mission statuses. This one. That's just strip, rock, paper, scissors. Which we'll mess with later. Mission orders update. Orders, intrepid actual, blah, 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 threat low, mission, assignment to proceed to Ophion Station. Actual advice, no comms or signal from Ophion Station, last comms. Oh man, this is really deep. I was not expecting this. It's cool though. I'm glad to see, Still, orders are orders, and that must be my ride, I presume. With a welcoming committee too, it seems. Lieutenant Grimm? Ensign Davis, welcome aboard the Vanguard, sir. An ensign, typically keen, young, full of energy, and also typically the very definition of an idiot. Or at least I was when I was one. That's for sure. Character information has been updated. I remember well the way my first officers used to chew me out for the slightest thing back in the day. I wonder. Have an ensign for breakfast. Be pleasant but correct. Be casual. What are we doing?
inside like a sign?
No, no, no. Basically, do you want to chew her out? Do you want to be pleasant or correct? Or do you want to be casual?
I was going to say that.
Well, no point in being a bastard about it, but we are in the military. Morning, Davis. Sorry to hear about your arm injury. Sir? I presume that's the reason for not saluting? A terrible crippling injury, no doubt? Well, I mean, he's being honest.
Yeah, well, you've got to do that. Yeah.
Sorry, sir. Well, what do you know? I can still make young ensigns jump. All right, Davis, stand easy. Just remember in the future, it's for your own good. Some people with rank can be right bastards. He's not even joking. Mm-hmm. Sir, yes, sir. Davis, you can stop saluting now. Sorry, sir, I'm not getting off to a good start, am I? Good grief, she's a bag of nerves, it seems. No doubt she must have an inkling of what's in her file. Hence why she's so nervous, I guess. Clues and hints have been updated. What are the clues and hints? It seems our ensign is easily awed, given that she is close to being thrown out of the service. This is something that could be exploited. Oh.
Oh, I see where this is going.
We all have...
Cook me a cake, bitch.
We all have our off days, Davis. Just get your act together, all right? Davis, we're all done. You're good to go, but tell Huang her port engine's hard up against her TBO limit. She might want to keep Chadwick from thrashing at this trip. Copy? Copy that, sir. Sir, please follow me. I have to be honest, sir. It was all a bit of a rush this morning. Oh, why's that? Vanguard was still in refit as four... Try that one again. Vanguard was still in refit as at four this morning. Viper was slated for this run, but she had a coolant leak or something. So all a bit of a runaround. Refit, the TBO. Was that time before overhaul, so we're not fit to fly? Oh, I'm sure we are. It was just a rush shifting the main cargo over and swapping crews at the last minute. Then add to that, the last minute cargo was just hectic, that's all. Besides, our chief engineer wouldn't let us fly if it wasn't safe. Oh great, that's all I need, a ship that's part rebuilt with everything thrown together at the last moment. And there's the chief now, sir. Annie? The FDO said to tell you that the port engine's up to its TBO limit and that skip... Let me guess, shouldn't thrash it? Alright, thanks, Rara. I'll pass it on. But I think the fact that we were in refit might have been a bit of a clue not to cane the engines, you know? Sorry, you must be the self-loading freight. Good to see you made it, Loot. Character information has been updated. So this is our chief engineer. Friendly for sure, but a bit bloody casual. And what's with the rah-rah? Or what's with rah-rah, rather? And let's look at the characters a little bit. Okay. Amanda, she's divorced. No military record. She's in the service 20 years. She has no idea who you are right now. Sarah Davis, flight crew, ensign, Cat D. She's single, basic in combat. She's been in service for 7 months. Bottom of the academy. Her file also notes a series of accidents that, although not her fault, indicate a natural talent for finding trouble and putting herself right in the middle of it. Hardworking and pleased, her last instructor commented that she was not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree. However...
And it was July, so...
Currently, in the last 3 months of her probation period... Commendations or demerits. Official reprimand for damaging a shuttle whilst docking due to confusing left with right. Oof! Currently recommended for dismissal at the end of her probation. Sarah's current thoughts on you. She totally respects your rank and has no strong views on whether she likes you or not. Sexually, you're not on her radar at all.
Wow, that feels good, doesn't it?
Let's see. We also have Annie. Annie Wang, engineering branch. No disclosed relationships. Basic. 8 years, 4 months. Although a brilliant flight engineer, her file notes a constant series of disciplinary reprimands due to her apparent inability to respect rank unless she thinks it is deserved. Oof. Commendations or demerits. promoted and demoted in almost equal measure. She is not to be considered for further advancement. Wow. Awarded the Distinguished Service Medal for her actions in preventing an engine explosion from destroying a vessel 3 years ago. This was followed by a demotion for welding the same ship's then chief engineer into his cabin to prevent him from doing any more harm. Annie's current thoughts on you. You're an officer. She'll do as few as your orders as she can get away with. And doesn't seem to care for you one way or the other. Sex? Well, she was drunk and bored, perhaps.
Get that girl a beer. No. And that's an order.
Install some order. Be pleasant but correct. Be just as casual back. Should we act like an officer? Be pleasant or correct, or just casual to her?
Pleasant and correct. Or what?
Well, we've got to make sure that
it's,
you know,
earned.
Yeah.
Well,
should we? I don't know. You think we should install some order? Say, hey, I mean, she called you a freight loot instead of the freaking. That's.
Install some order.
I'll be damned if I'm having a junior rank talk to me like that. Time for a deep breath and to let it rip. Actually, Chief, it's Lieutenant, not loot. Also, the correct form of address for an NCO when speaking to an officer is sir. It's also not self-loading freight. It's the passenger. The passenger that is the entire purpose of your mission today. So let's have a little bit more professionalism, shall we? What? Not what, sir. And whilst we're at it, Chief, I seem to be missing my salute as well. So on your feet. Sir. Oh, it's good to be an officer some days. Much better, Chief. We are meant to be professionals after all. Carry on. Sir. Yes, sir. Sir, perhaps if we move on, look, ladies, we're going to have some order on this ship. Good God, don't say she's scared of an NCO. Sure, Davis. Various stations to the left, and that must be the last-minute cargo to the right. And here we are. It's usually the crew rest area, but the seats are decent, and there's lockers to stow your bags whilst in flight. Once we've launched, you're free to stretch your legs around the ship, but not beyond this point, I'm afraid. The flight deck operates in sterile mode. Sterile mode. Oh, that just means no non-crew on the flight deck, that's all. Thanks, Davis. Understood. Which locker can I use? If you take the first unlabeled one, it's on the top row. It's an empty. That's a lot of empty lockers. I knew she said things were a bit last minute, but surely we're fully crewed. This locker will only open to your dog tag, so once you close it, only you can open it. So quite safe. As long as no one ever gets my dog tags, of course, like all safe systems, they never are. Could be clean, hard to tell. You'd think someone would put a light in them. Thanks, Davis, got it. My case of tools, always carry my own. Well, the ones provided by fleet are supplied by the lowest bidder, after all. At least you had time to bring a change of clothes, I see, sir. All stowed. This morning, such a rush I didn't even have. Well, no matter. Thankfully, it's just a quick run-through, so I'll manage. So what is she on about? One final thing. The good news is we have showers and toilets on board. Well, that's something at least. But the bad news is the toilet door is jammed stuck, and you can only use the shower with permission from the skipper. Water conservation rules. Oh, shit. So the ship is only half working. The crew seem to be idiots, and I can't even go for a pee. Make your dissatisfaction known, or accept that it is what it is. Yeah, I'm gonna go with that. Although, given the rush they had, I'm amazed they're ready to fly. Hell, it's not their fault. I'm sure that won't be a problem. I'll just grab a seat and leave you to your work. Enjoy the trip, sir. I want them to know that I'm not that much of an ass, but people do need proper respect. I've always been about that. You need to respect authority. People that have authority that have worked hard to gain authority need to be respected for it. Might as well get comfy. Good morning, Actual. This is Vanguard requesting clearance to depart. Authorization code 1298-1450. Good morning, Vanguard. Your flight code for today is Heavy 5. Be aware that you have ground vehicles currently on your right. Copy that, actual. Heavy 5, be advised that you're a 20-minute window for the tangent intercept across Ophion. Intrepid airspace is clear. Inclination of 2-degree port. Speed constant. Copy that, actual. Wait, out. Annie, what state are we in? I'm getting chased for a quick launch. She's a bit of a mess. I have a number of screens down or showing backwards. Most of the usual equipment for deep space isn't aboard. I also think the deep space scanner is mostly in someone's workshop, and that's the good news. What's the bad news, Annie? If I need to scratch this, I need to say now. The loo is stuffed. Door sensor is jammed. Can't get the sodden thing open. One day we must have a chat about your priorities, Chief. You say that now, but wait until you've been hitting the coffee, Skipper. Lou aside, we're good? All major systems are green, nav is fine, engines are fine, but the port engine is close to TBO, so easy with that throttle. But for a planet hop like this, you're golden, Skip. Just don't have any ideas about becoming a space pirate or anything is my advice. Can't. No parrot. Use rah-rah? Anyone ever tell you you're mean, Chief? Most people, oddly enough, Skip.
I love it.
I wonder why. All right, thanks, Chief. Go ahead and close her up. Out. Actual, this is Heavy 5. Our board is green. Roger that. Departure frequency 145.9er squawk 4726. Confirm hull integrity. Hull sealed. Frequency 145.9er squawk 4726. Confirm we have integrity. Do we have music, though? No, we don't want to do that. Don't see... Yeah, there's no music, but yeah.
Ooh, that red, white,
no.
Play that Vietnam... They always play that almost every Vietnam.
Oh,
music.
Yeah. Frequency 145... Oh, we did that already. Thank you. Clearing hangar. Wait, out. This is actually kind of more British... So it's not going to be the red, white. What do they have over there? The Union Jack. Okay. Skip, we're good to go? Looks that way. How's the SLF? All right, I suppose. Heavy 5, hangar is clear. Opening gate, 15 minutes until end of tangent. Roger that, actual. Annie, get your cute little arson gear. We're clear to launch. Q-DARS on standby. Skip, engines 2. Roger that. You are not rogering my arse. Skip. Oh, you'll fall to my womanly charms one day, Chief. Gate opening. Flight controls green, Skip. Oh, we're leaving. ECAM and launch config? I have ECAM and launch config green, Skip. Thank you. Chief, ignition, please. Thrust at 20. Thrust set, we have rotation. The ship is leaving. Looking good on clearance, Heavy 5. Thank you, Actual. Thrust 30, gears, please. Thrust 30, raising gears. Gears locked. Heavy 5, you are clear of Intrepid. Safe journey. Thank you, Actual. We'll send you a postcard when we get there. Roger that. Heavy 5, out. Okay. We have left the station, and now we're in space, and this is where I gotta leave off. So, I know that there's a few of you that are probably, like, really interested in this, because you're like, oh, shit, this is kind of like Star Trek. Yeah, it's kind of more Star Trek, Battlestar Galactica. It's got more of that, you know, high tech. Even the, what is that, The Expanse? A lot of shows kind of like that, where it's more technical space. So, you're probably going to want to get your hands on this, like, now. You're going to be like, okay, Grim, I'm not going to wait on this. I'm just going to fucking buy it. So, hey, do that. By the way, the dev's cool. So, He remastered this whole game because he knew that people liked it and he wanted to basically put a new coat of paint on it so it looks a little better. And that's pretty cool. So you can pick up this game at itch.io and course, there's other ways you can support him, buy him a coffee, all kinds of other different things. It's really cool. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Masturbation Day and Uncanny Valley with Heavy 5. And we'll see you back with maybe more Heavy 5 if you guys like it.